Alrighty then, here we go. Welcome to North Shore Sports Night. It is a Monday night. It is, I think it's the last Monday in April, by golly, and the spring high school sports season is just barreling along. Golf is gearing up and all kinds of good stuff in between. Hi there, I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, the voice of North Shore, the voice of the North Shore, Bill Newell. Tim Kearns will be checking in later on with a report. He's at a baseball game tonight. We got lots of scores and lots of people to talk to tonight, so we're going to be getting right at it momentarily. We'll be checking in with the Gloucester softball coach as the Gloucester softball girls team picked up another win tonight by beating Saugus 5-1. We'll be right back with Gloucester softball coach John DeCastro.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double-hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sarkisian Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sarkisian Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sarkisian Sportswear is the place to go.
All right, we're back in. Very happy to be here. I get right, hit the right button here. Very happy to be joined by the Gloucester softball coach, John DeCastro. And, coach, I guess a bittersweet win today, but congratulations. A 5-1 win over Saugus. How you doing?
Good, good. Yeah, it was a nice, solid team victory. So it was good to get out of there with a win. We lost our number one pitcher in the fourth inning, so it was tough losing her. But we had a freshman and sophomore pitcher come in and get the win for us and get another conference victory.
All right, so tell us a little bit about the game. How'd it go? Maybe who got your hits and a little bit more about your pitcher's injury.
Started out slow for us. We the pitcher for Saugus was throwing strikes, really jamming us inside, so our batters were having trouble getting to the ball, swinging late. So as we made adjustments, second time around in the lineup, we started to move runners around. We had a couple stolen bases that got runners in position, and fourth, fifth, and sixth inning, we scored our runs. We scored two in the fourth, two in the fifth, and one in the sixth. Key hits by Taylor Abbott, Megan Manning. Diane Story came off the bench after the injury, and she had a two-run triple in the fourth. She's a utility player that could end up seeing a lot of playing time now, and she had a big, big, big hit for us when it was 0-0 in the fourth.
Okay. And what happened? Was it Cindy McKay? Is that your player who got hurt?
Yeah, Cindy McKay, their number four batter, really solid batter, laced a line drive up the middle, and it got her right at the top of the ankle on the front of the foot.
Yeah.
Mary Ellen, the physical therapist, thinks it's just tissue damage, and she should be okay once the swelling goes down, but she doesn't know for sure.
Okay, yeah, well, I know Mary Ellen Zilski is the best there is, and we've got some great trainers in the conference. Well, John, tell me a little bit more now about the upcoming schedule and highlights to this point, because you guys are 5-0, so you got to be looking pretty good right now, sitting pretty good.
Yeah, to start the year, we had a very tough schedule, losing some big seniors last year. We came into this year not knowing what our sophomores or what they were going to contribute to this team, because we, in order to be successful, we needed some support from the underclassmen. We have five juniors and seniors on the team, and that leaves underclassmen having to contribute a lot more than years past. And they've really, they've held up to what they needed to do. They've really contributed a lot from top to bottom. We had a big win over Marblehead, a big win over Medford, and now beating Saugus, who was a very good team. This week we have Salem at Salem, home against Beverly Friday, and then home against Everett on Saturday.
Wow.
But we have our hands full coming up.
Yeah, it sounds like a tough schedule coming up. Well, Coach, congratulations. Put some ice on, I hope she put some ice on the foot there, and I hope Mary Ellen is right that your pitcher's going to be okay.
Yep. No, thank you, Rick. Thanks for having us on, and we'd love to see support at the Gloucester softball games, and hopefully we have a good deep run into the tournament this year.
Sounds good, Coach. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Coach. That's John DeCastro, who is the Gloucester High School girls softball coach, as the girls were winners today by a score of 5-1 over Saugus. And we've got tons of scores to go over, but again, Sydney McKay hurt in that game with a line drive off of her foot, and not expected to be too serious, and let us hope that's the case. As I said, a ton of scores. We'll get to them as the evening progresses. We've got our first interview coming up, our second interview coming up in just a minute with the Hamilton Wenham girls lacrosse coach, Kerry Eaton, and other interviews in the pipeline. Joe Mahar, the Hamilton Wenham boys tennis coach, will be talking with sports historian and sports writer Gary Larrabee, who will bring us up to date on the Senior Open, among other things. Also, big story over the weekend on a Gloucester golfer who will be attending Dartmouth. And we'll be checking in with Bob Boyce, the Danvers baseball assistant coach, on their win today. And we'll also check in with Tim Kearns and hopefully Bill Newell as the evening goes on, and possibly another guest or two. So stay with us. A lot to go here tonight on North Shore Sports Night. But again, Gloucester winning 5-1 over Saugus in softball, and that gives the Gloucester Fishermen girls softball team a 5-0 record up to this point. Okay, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll check in with our next interview. This is North Shore Sports Night on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 Series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill. At the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
All righty, we're back now talking with Kerry Eaton. She is the Hamilton Wenham girls lacrosse coach. Hi, Coach. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Oh, boy, that came in good. I've been trying to fix this mic tonight, and it's working now. Coach, I don't have any girls lacrosse scores tonight, but you guys have been rolling along. Tell us a little bit about how your season has gone so far.
So right now we are 1-2. We've had a few games canceled due to the weather, so we have a few makeups already. But the first the game that we won, we played really well, and then the two games that we lost were against two really strong teams. So overall, we feel pretty good about the season so far.
Okay, now you got to tell me about the I've got the wrong one up here, but tell me about the win, and I'll get on this. But tell me about the win that you got. Now that you're 1-2, give me that first victory.
Sure. So we beat Georgetown, and we played really well. We played as a team. We were missing some of the varsity girls that day, so we had some of our JV come up, and they were very helpful in helping us attain that win.
Okay. All right, and so now, okay, so tell me a little bit about the makeup of your team. We'll start with your captains.
So our captains this year, we have three senior captains, Ashley Gregory, Sophie Frain, and Maisie Loomis, and they've been great so far. They really understand the game, and they each play a different position, so it's been really nice having three captains being able to help out on defense, and then one who's primarily midfield, and then one who's primarily attack.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and some of the younger kids that you got coming on, who are you expecting, or who are you leaning on for some help, maybe up front and then on defense?
So we have 9 returning seniors, mm-hmm. So we are very senior-heavy, and of those returners, a lot of them are also starters, so we have 3 really strong defenders who are seniors, Kelsey Lyons, Catherine Sheehan, and Catherine Howley. And we also have Maya Sprouse, who is a defender as well. So I'm relying a lot on kind of the returners and their experience.
Yeah. Coach, refresh my memory. Tell me a little bit about your background, how you got to this position, maybe your education and your experience.
So I grew up, I went to King Philip, which is down in Wrentham, Massachusetts, and I played lacrosse there all 4 years. And then I went to Tufts University in Boston, where I played for 4 years there. And then my first coaching job out of college was I coached JV at Dover Sherburn. And then I got a teaching job up in Hamilton Wenham, and then I became the coach up here.
That's cool. How long you been coaching the Generals?
This is my second season.
Okay. What are you teaching?
I teach 5th grade.
Excellent. All right. So now, do you have any eyes and ears at the high school for your kids? Because that helps if you can keep your eyes open, with people in the building.
Yeah. I mean, I know some of the teachers, and then the AD is also super helpful.
He certainly is a good guy.
Yes.
Craig's
a really good guy.
He is
a good guy.
Absolutely. Craig Genualdo we're talking about, of course. Well, okay. So who's up next?
So then we have 4 juniors on the team. We have 2 returners, mm-hmm. and 2 new to the team this year. So Tessa Landon is a returning attacker, and Brooke Pippins is our returning goalie. And then we have another new goalie this year, Callie Flanagan, who has joined the team. And then we have Cecily Sadie, who's also on our team.
You know, goaltending in lacrosse, and in girls lacrosse in particular, is it's got me weirded out, okay? Because it's such a tough position, and I don't want to say this, but you know, you can give up 10, 20, 20 goals, and your goalie can have an outstanding game. It's just so difficult back there.
Absolutely, yeah. They're definitely. I always try to impress on them that they are the last line of defense,
mm-hmm.
so they have to beat all other 11 players on the field before they go down to the goalie, and that's just kind of the last chance that we have before it goes into the net.
You know, in hockey,
I'm
sorry, Coach, but what you're talking about in hockey, it's so difficult to get kids to learn how to play how to play defense, because you know, obviously your forwards want to score, and so when you lose the puck, you're out of the zone. You know, you're gassed. You don't want to go back and play defense. Is it similar in lacrosse where your kids are down in the offensive zone? And I know you've got defenders playing back, but you know, your midfielders, they're on offense. Is it difficult to teach them? You've got to transition back.
No, I mean, if you don't get back, if you're a midfielder and you don't get back, then you're not helping your team at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of that is the position, and you have to get back, or otherwise it's going to be a 7-on-5 or a 7-on-6, and that's a pretty much an automatic goal.
Yeah.
So, and also in girls lacrosse, the so you have four attackers who can't go over the restraining line, so
right.
they can't go into the defensive zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I also make sure that they are defending. If we lose a ball in our attacking zone, they have to defend all the way up to that
Excellent.
Line
yep.
to give the midfielders a break to get down to the field and just to slow them, the other team down.
Okay. Well, someday you've got to give a clinic and explain the rules to me because I am baffled by some of the calls I see. But that's
yeah.
a story. That's a story for another day.
Right.
Okay, Coach. So, who's your next opponent? What do you have coming up this week?
So we have Manchester Essex tomorrow.
Oh my. Okay.
Play Ipswich
oh,
later
boy.
In the week.
Oh boy! Nothing like coming up against the Iron, huh?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh my.
So we have some tough games ahead of us.
Okay. Well, Coach, I appreciate it. Keep us posted, and we'll talk again. And in the meantime, good luck with these kids.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That is Gary Eaton, who is the girls' lacrosse coach at Hamilton Wenham High School. And Hamilton Wenham at 1-2, not playing today, of course. And, boy, they're up against it. Manchester Essex and then Ipswich in a row. Whoa, mercy. That is a tough schedule. Manchester Essex at 3-2 now, I believe. Ipswich, I don't know, they're up around 4-0, 5-0, something like that. They're off to a tremendous start. We talked to their coach, Kerry O'Connor, last week, and they're playing very, very well. All right, we need to take a break. We're going to talk Hamilton Wenham sports again in just a minute with Hamilton Wenham boys tennis coach. So stay with us. This is North Shore Sports Night on this Monday night, and we're on MSONewsSports.com, MSONewsSports.com.
MSONewsSports.com is known for connecting North Shore sports fans with local sports newsmakers. Features on teams and players, exclusive video interviews following the big games, live event coverage such as high school football, basketball, hockey, and baseball, live video coverage of the Gloucester Fiesta. MSO also connects you to the area news leaders, mayors, state representatives, state senators, town administrators, city and town elected officials, business leaders, and more. Entertainment features. Follow us on Twitter or Facebook at MSO News Sports. Email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. Leave a voice message anytime, 978-325-3638. Stay connected to your North Shore neighbors by simply clicking on msonewsports.com.
Hi, little Stevie Winwood to bring us back live here, and I want to welcome now Hamilton Wenham coach again. We just talked with a Hamilton Wenham girls lacrosse coach, and now we're going to go over and switch to the boys' tennis side and talk to Joe Marr. Hi, Joe.
How are you?
We're doing good. You guys doing good, too?
We've started well. We're 2-1 after a win today.
All right. That's excellent. I know you got your first win last week. Tell us a little bit about today's match.
So actually, in a weird scheduling situation, we played Amesbury again, which was who we played last week, and so far the strength of our team, we have a lot of depth, so our doubles teams are picking up wins, and we're trying to find, you know, try to get those singles wins somewhere, so we've been sweeping the doubles, and today it was freshman Nick Greco at third singles picking up the win to get us the 3-2 victory.
A freshman at singles. Okay. Coach, is it difficult? I know in some sports, especially early in the season, you get kids who, you know, they insist they can play this position or that position. But then as time goes on, you make a suggestion, probably a forceful suggestion, that you might want to try something else. Is it the same way in tennis?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. This year, you know, tennis, it's kind of one of those rare sports that you know where the talent lies because a kid can beat another kid in practice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more cut and dry than, you know, a basketball or a soccer where, you know, who's getting the playing time or who should be playing where. But this year's been a little bit of a challenge because we lost so many kids from last year's team. We had, you know, 9 kids that were graduates or, you know, transferred to a different school. So we really have a brand new team this year. So it has taken a little bit of time to try to figure out what the lineup is and kind of who lies where.
And how does doubles work? How do you end up pairing up kids?
Yeah, that's a good question. A lot of it is, you know, trying to find their strengths and seeing who, you know, might complement each other well. Some of it's a little bit of, you know, you need some chemistry. You know, the, I think doubles teams have to, they have to like each other. They have to enjoy playing with each other.
Yep.
Two guys that really don't want to be out there together, it usually doesn't work. So it's a little bit of finding the right chemistry with their personalities and also finding the right mix of talent. You know, one person might be really good at falling and another person might be good at the baseline, and can they make that work? So there's a variety of things that make doubles work. And the one thing I think since my time at Hamilton Wenham, we've always really had good doubles teams, and it's been the foundation of our team is play good doubles and you know, get some singles wins.
You know, give me a highlight, Joe, since you've been there. Is there a particular thing that stands to mind in your coaching so far about either a kid or a match over the years that was really, I don't know, something, again, that just kind of pops into your head and saying, hey, this was a good memory here?
I mean, clearly my best memory at Hamilton Wenham was when we won the state title back in 09.
Yeah, that'll do it.
that will do it. But it was really, it wasn't the state title match that did it. It was when we played in the North Final. Weston has always been a very talented team and a team that, you know, we were never able to beat. And on that given day, we won a singles match where one of my players, Chase Curtis at the time, played the match of his career and beat a very good player. And then I had two brothers, Dave Rowe and Stu Rowe, who had match point against them, and they came back and won a thrilling three-set match at second doubles with Ian McCracken and Nick Petro. They went undefeated that year, taking care of business as usual,
mm-hmm.
One double. So it was definitely the most exciting, you know, sporting event that I've been a part of.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. Well, Coach, the weather does weird things in the spring. So what's the schedule looking like this week?
Well, we're hoping to play Manchester on Wednesday, and then we have Pawtucket on Thursday. So those are probably the top two teams in the Cape Ann League this year. So they'll provide a good test for us, and we'll really see where we fall when we play those teams to see if you know, we're picking up the doubles victories and if we can still play competitive. We're a young team,
mm-hmm.
and we're gonna take some lumps this year, but we're getting better every match, and it's really fun to watch the kids improve in every match.
Excellent. Well, Coach, anything else you want to tell us? And by the way, keep those reports coming. We'll keep posting them. But anything else you want to mention tonight?
No, it's been a great season. It's a great group of kids. We have 29 kids on the team.
Oh, excellent.
By far the biggest squad I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
I've been lucky to have a former player, Evan Bylan, join me and helping coach the kids, and he's been a great help. So, you know, it looks like a good future for Hamilton Wenham Tennis, and it's exciting.
That's terrific. All right, Coach, as I said, keep the reports coming in, and best of luck. We'll talk to you down the road.
Great. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Joe. Take care.
Yeah, no.
All right, that is Joe Marr, who is the Hamilton Wenham boys tennis coach. And they're winners today. Hamilton Wenham beating Amesbury 3-2. They're now 2-1 on the year. Freshman Nick Greco got the win for the Generals at third singles with 6-3, 6-3 matches. The Generals swept the doubles with number one doubles team Ben Danforth and Thor Messer winning 6-2, 6-love. And second doubles Will Curtis and Nick Ong 6-2, 6-2. Jack Greenwald played well at second singles. He eventually ended up falling 5-7, 6-3, and 6-1. So thanks to Joe Marr for that report. We're going to check in with Bob Boyce at some point and check out Danvers baseball. They won today. Why don't I go through the scores now, and then we'll be talking with Gary pretty soon. All right, the baseball scores that we have. Gloucester beat Saugus 4-2. I think that was the final. I'm not sure I got that, but Tim Kearns will bring us up to speed on that one. Danvers moved to 5-1 as they beat Winthrop 4-0, a complete game win for Dean Borders. And, of course, as you may or may not know, Danvers with missing some starters for various reasons, but still beating Winthrop by a score of 4-0. Lynn Classical 5 and Peabody 3, that's the final. And we had a couple of other baseball scores. It was the Prep, St. John's Prep 2, Xaverian 1, and the Prep moves to 8-1 now. And also in baseball, Swampscott 5 and Salem 0. In softball, just a couple of scores. St. Mary's over Arlington Catholic 10-0. As you heard earlier, Gloucester 5, Saugus 1. Fisherman now 5-0, but McKay was hurt in that game. And Hamilton Wenham beat Georgetown, but I don't have a score on that one. In girls tennis, also Saugus over Gloucester, but I don't have a score. Boys tennis, it was Beverly winning by 5-0, and in that one, I don't know who they beat. 5-5 zip on that one. 5-5 love, I guess they say. Girls tennis, it was Reading 10 and Triton 4, and in boys lacrosse, Saugus 11 and Salem 7. So those are the scores that I have so far this evening. Tim Kearns will be checking in later with the Gloucester Report. Hope to talk to Bill Newell about the classical Peabody game. And, of course, we'll be chatting with Bob Boyce, Danvers boys' assistant baseball coach for the boys. And also upcoming, Gary Larrabee, sports historian and the media liaison for the U.S. Senior Open that's coming up in Salem in just a couple of weeks now. So why don't we take a break and we'll come back with Gary. You're listening to MSO News Sports, and this, of course, is our Monday night sports show that we've been doing for a while now called North Shore Sports Night. You can email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. MSO News Sports is just one S in the middle, newsports@gmail.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Roger Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Andruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Andruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Like keeping Gary on hold. Gary Larrabee, sports historian and the media liaison for the U.S. Senior Open in golf, is here with us now. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
All right. Where'd you get that southern accent? Did you go down to the Masters?
No, but I've been talking to some southern guys in preparation for the Senior Open coming to Salem, and been doing some pieces for the magazine, and these guys have some adorable southern accent.
You know,
there are different southern accents,
yep,
based on what part,
yep,
of the South you are from.
You got that right. There's a difference between North Carolina and North Carolina and Georgia. Georgia and, let's see, go over to Alabama. That's different from Texas, but you sort of slide into it, don't you?
It's really true. And, you know, the sweetest, smoothest accents seem to be in Georgia.
Yep.
Which I have learned. Anyways, it's been fun talking to some of these guys who are coming to Salem, like defending champion Gene Sowers, and We're trying to put the magazine together fairly quickly, and loving to see the way the golf course is coming in, growing in beautifully, and we're all pretty excited.
Well, can you give us a little tease, Gary, on who you talk to and maybe who you'll be talking about in print or otherwise? Can you tell us?
Well,
the
obvious ones, Rick, you know, the defending champion Gene Sowers was a delight to talk to the other day, and had a chance to talk to Tom Watson about a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
Tom will be coming, and you know, he's never won the Senior Open, even though he'll be 68 on September 4th. He is still fired up about the Senior Open. He still thinks he can win one. I'm going to be soon talking to, I hope, Miguel Angel Jimenez.
Oh, cool.
who's been, you know, he's made himself famous not just for some great golf as he's 2 and 50. You know, he blew the Senior Open last year, in fact, to Sowers when he made some bogeys the last few holes coming in, and Sowers made a short putt on the last hole to edge him out, so he's coming back. Obviously trying to make amends for last year and win his first Senior Open. If you've seen this, on YouTube, you can see a fantastic routine he puts together when he's going to the practice tee for his pre-round routine. It's hilarious. He's got a cigar in his mouth. He does all kinds of contortionist-like stretches, and he's a great act to follow. And of course, we will also hope to talk to him about the fact he was on the last time he was in the Greater Boston area was when he was a member of the 1999 Ryder Cup team for Europe, and we all know how that turned out.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be very careful how I talk to Miguel about that.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. You know, there's so many questions I'd like to ask you, Gary, maybe over a cup of coffee or a beer sometime, but I just, when you talk about interviewing these guys, I'd like to just know, you know, maybe one of a classic moment that you might have had if you've ever collected, but a classic moment interviewing, you know, one of these pros over the years, either, you know, one-on-one or in a group or anything like that. Some of these guys must have, they must be pretty eloquent, but some of them, I think of a couple in mind, can be fairly ornery, I would think.
It can be based on what happened to them in the 18 holes they played that day. But,
yeah.
So a couple of them I just don't, is overall not the most pleasant types. I'm not going to mention any of them right now. But
right. I wouldn't want you to.
I don't want to. Anyway, no. Generally, they're all terrific guys and gals to talk to. And once they get 50, they seem to even soften up more, thankfully, especially those who may have developed a more difficult reputation while they're on the regular tour. But, you know, I had a wonderful experience with Jack Nicklaus back in 2001 at Salem.
Mm.
At the Senior Open. Jack shoots a 68 on Saturday. He comes in the media tent, and then the heavens open up, and it rains like cats and dogs and then some for about a half an hour. And Jack's ready to leave the media tent, but it's raining so hard he can't, and even umbrellas were being crushed because of this incredible rainstorm we had. You know, it's typical muggy late June hot afternoon, and all that moisture built up in the clouds, and then so Jack has to stay in the press tent for an extra 15-20 minutes, and he had us all rolling on the floor with some very funny stories that were not for print.
Okay,
but Jack was a pretty good comedian that day, and the very next afternoon he almost won the Open. He didn't. I lost by two, but I grabbed him for a couple of quotes for the rest of the guys in the tent as it's finishing up. Another day where the rains came down just as we were finishing, and Bruce Fleischer was winning, but Jack said to me, I grabbed him, Jack, great finish. Sorry you didn't pull it off, but a great show. You gave us a fabulous performance up here for 4 days in Salem. He says, Gary, I'm just sorry I didn't pull it off. I think that's what people were looking for, and I didn't quite make it happen, but...
Is that right? Yeah.
Well, humble Jack, and yep. He actually apologized
yeah.
for winning the damn tournament, which was quite nice from his perspective. But
yeah, that's
Jack's always been the best. I never had a chance to interview Tiger, but you know, Arnold was number one. Jack was 1A. Gary Player was probably 1B. And we'll have a lot of good guys who are coming this June. We can't wait.
See, now that blows me away. The names you just mentioned that you have talked. Oh my God, have you put that down in print? Any of those interviews and stuff?
Not too much. Just on the when we were covering the event, you know, just at Salem, and then of course at the Masters for a few years. And
need a memoir, Gary. We need a memoir. Oh my word, that's awesome.
All in good time. You give me that $50,000, and I'll get more serious thinking about it.
All right, I'll work on it. Yeah, okay. Okay, so what about, what's the latest on the Open now?
Well, the best news is that the weather is turning pretty good. We'd like a little less rain at this point, but we're going to get rain for another couple of days. But today and yesterday and early last week when we had a couple of warm days, the grass is coming in beautifully at all parts of the golf course at Salem. And that's been basically our only real concern at this point. Kip Tyler, who's in his 35th year as the course superintendent, has got the situation absolutely in control. And we just hope no crazy weather comes our way between now and the end of June so we can have an absolutely perfect pristine golf course for the guys when they come in that last week in June.
Absolutely, rolling right along. All right, before I open up for anything else you have, I got to mention your article in the Salem News and the Gloucester Times over the weekend on the Gloucester kid who is heading to Dartmouth.
Yes, James Turner, two-time state team champion at St. John's Prep, who is the reigning, as you know, Rick, the reigning New England amateur champion, has taken this current school year off, but he's now made his decision to attend Dartmouth College in the fall, play on their golf team. Their golf team is very strong. They've been to NCAA championships before. They have a beautiful golf course of their own right there in Hanover. Even though sometimes the snow doesn't melt till the end of April, they have a pretty strong college program up there, considering their Ivy League, and that's a wonderful opportunity for James. He thought about several other schools, including Rutgers, Harvard, several other schools, but it turned out to be Dartmouth, and we wish him the best starting in September.
Absolutely. Great story. All right, Gary, what else is on the docket?
Well, we're going to focus on the aforementioned Kip Tyler this week as we get closer and closer to column time. He has been at Salem for 35 years, and he's the number one person that has the most bearing, really, on what happens championship week, depending upon how he and his staff can put that golf course in the best possible conditions and make sure that there are no fluke happenstances on that golf course and that the best man truly does win. So we'll be doing a little bit of a profile on Kip this week and talking to him later in the week, and we're just happy that Kip is still around at Salem after 35 years, and this will be a great way, we hope, for him to eventually, gradually retire, but he says he wants to stick around for a few more years, so we'll see how that goes, too.
All right, the Tom Brady of the Salem golf circuit. That's cool. Hey, now that's going to be in the Salem News on Friday. And Gary, direct us to the site because there's a lot of information on the site as well, the website.
Yes, the website for the Senior Open is 2017ussenioropen.com.
That's easy enough. All right, I'll link to that.
A lot of information on that. Factual interviews we've done. But also you can learn how you can volunteer and also how you can purchase tickets either on an individual or group basis or on a corporate basis. Lots of opportunities still out there.
Sounds good. All right, Gary, that it?
That sounds it for me, Rick, and let's keep this good weather coming after these 2 days of rain.
Yeah, the rain, what do you call it? You know, we need the April rain. Okay, thanks, Gary. We'll talk to you next week.
Rick, always a pleasure.
Same here. Thanks, Gary. Take care. Gary Larrabee, who is golf expert, golf pro, golf writer, and no, he's not a golf pro, but he's a Hall of Fame writer and just a super, super guy. Knows everything about golf and a lot about other sports as well. Golf historian Gary Larrabee. And, of course, he is the media liaison for the U.S. Senior Men's Open that will be in Salem at the end of June. Okay, stupid me, I neglected to put our radio player up front on the website. You can hear me doing that right now. And, of course, you know, you can do it by going to our page, our radio page, which is not a big deal, but there you go. All right, so we'll take a break, come back, and check in with Bob Boyce and Damers Baseball. I'll recap the scores for us as well. This is North Shore Sports Night on this Monday night.
Come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, this is Saka Sarkisian, owner of Sarkisian Sportswear, located on Route 1 South in Peavey. We are a sports team dealer and custom apparel distributor that can handle all of your team's or company's uniform and apparel needs. So stop by and visit us at 182 Newbury Street in Peavey to see our storefront. Visit with our friendly and helpful staff and let us help you get the right fit for your program. Also, you can visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials and learn more about us.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 Series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
All right. Unfortunately, we couldn't get a hold of Danvers assistant baseball coach Bob Boyce, but I can tell you that the Falcons won today over Winthrop by a score of 4-0. Dean Borders with the complete game win. So now Danvers moves to 5-1. And again, recapping other baseball scores, it was Gloucester 4, Saugus 2. Be checking in with Tim Kearns here pretty soon. In other baseball scores, Swampscott beat Salem by a score of 5-0. And it was St. John's Prep over Xaverian by a score of 2-1. The Prep moves to 8-1. Girls tennis, Saugus was a winner today over Gloucester. In girls tennis, it was Reading 10, Triton 4. In boys tennis, Beverly moved to 5-0 with a win today. And boys lacrosse, it was Saugus 11, Salem 7. What else am I missing here? Softball, St. Mary's 10, Arlington Catholic 0, Gloucester over Saugus 5-1. The Fishermen now are at 5-0, but their star pitcher was hurt, foot injury, getting hit with a ball, line drive. And let's see, Hamilton Wenham beat Georgetown. I don't have the score, but the Generals moved to 3-1. And in boys tennis, it was Hamilton Wenham 3, Amesbury 2, and as we said, Beverly winning 5-0 in their match. So I think those are the scores as I have it up to date. Okay, so I will try to get a hold of Bob Boyce again during our break here, and I'll also check in with Tim Kearns, see what, if we can get a report on the Gloucester game, if we can't get a report on the Danvers game. So stay with us. This is North Shore Sports Night on MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. Tim Kearns was at the baseball game today coaching JVs, and of course Bill Newell is the voice of North Shore Sports. We'll be back.
MSONewsSports.com is known for connecting North Shore sports fans with local sports newsmakers. Features on teams and players, exclusive video interviews following the big games, live event coverage such as high school football, basketball, hockey, and baseball, live video coverage of the Gloucester Fiesta. MSO also connects you to the area news leaders, mayors, state representatives, state senators, town administrators, city and town elected officials, business leaders, and more. Entertainment features. Follow us on Twitter or Facebook at MSO News Sports. Email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. Leave a voice message anytime, 978-325-3638. Stay connected to your North Shore neighbors by simply clicking on msonewsports.com.
All right, we do have Bob Boyce on the line. And, Coach, thanks for calling back. Bob is assistant baseball coach over at Danvers, and congratulations on another win.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It was a tough one. It's always a battle going down there to Winthrop. And boy, we should get some offense going. But when we finally did, we broke through. Scored a couple in the sixth, two in the seventh, and on the bus ride back home.
Okay. So give me a little more detail on that now. What's Winthrop record and so on?
Winthrop is 2-5. They're young, very young team, and took advantage of a couple of mistakes, and we got a great pitcher in front of us from Dean Borders today. Dean was through 53 total pitches for a complete game win, struck out 5, hit one batter, and gave up only 2 hits.
All right. Very, very good. And you guys are at 5-1 right now. Are you looking up at anybody? Because I don't have any standings here.
We're looking up at, well, Classical Storm defeated 6-0.
Okay.
They beat a pretty good PB team today. They beat them 5-3.
Yep.
They're both in the north and the south, not where we are. You still got the surprise of the Northeast Conference in Swampscott. Coach Callisman is doing a great job with those kids over there. They're 5-1 as well. And Gloucester, 5-1 as well. Brian LaFada doing a great job up there. So a lot of teams are getting coached up, and it's going to be a pretty competitive race right to the end.
You got it. All right, Coach, one final question here, and I don't want to belabor the issue, but how's it working out? I'm sure you've had to give, for various circumstances, some other kids some playing time, as I understand it. How's that working out?
We're getting better. We're getting our guys back now. We got Matt Andreas back today. We'll get a couple more guys back next week, and it's only going to make our team better. The younger kids are getting experience, and when the older kids come back, they now have to fight for a job. It's not given to them.
Okay. That's what every coach wants, right? You know?
Exactly correct. Competitiveness is great for everyone.
There you go. All right, it's a quick report. I got to go to Kearns. I just cut him off before I got you, Bob, so I got to get back to him.
No worries at all.
All right, we'll check in next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, that is that's Bob Boyce, and I did cut Kearns off. Let me see if I can get a hold of him now. Let's dial him up. Oh my word! And then we'll see if we can get a hold of Bill and get an update on that Peabody game. So everybody's at 5-1, except for Classical. They're 6-0. My goodness!
You have reached a non-working number.
Oh really? Okay. All right, let's try it one more time. This is how you do it live. All right, so let me make sure I hit the right numbers here. And we'll try this, and let's see what happens. There we go. That's better. Live radio for the next few minutes here. Come on, Coach. Might still be on the bus.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated...
All right, so we didn't get it. All right, so we'll see what we can come up with in a little while. Okay, so there you go. So, Bob Boyce mentioning that the Falcons now are at 5-1. They had lost some players for various reasons with school rules and so on, but they're coming back, and they beat Winthrop by a score of 4-0. They're 5-1. Gloucester is now 5-1, and Swampscott is at 5-1, beating Salem today by a score of 5-0. And Lynn Classical over Peabody today, 5-3. The Rams are now at 6-0. Okay, short break. See if we can get someone else on the line to tell us some more information. We'll be right back.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at Historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Roger Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
All right, we're back now with Bill Newell. And Bill, you were at the Lynn Classical Peabody game?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, we got you. Yep, hear you fine.
Yeah, no, it was a 5-3 win for Lynn Classical High School. They remain undefeated. They open up a 2-game lead in that Northeastern Conference North Division. They're at 7-0. Peabody falls to 6-2 on the season with that loss. And the way the schedule works, it's the only time these two teams would play, so they don't get a chance to rematch like they might for the old schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So Classical scored two runs in the first inning, Peabody tied the game up in the bottom of the fifth inning. The game was over in Peabody, and that tied it up at two. And then Classical scored three runs in the top half of the seventh inning to win the game, as it turned out. And sophomore David Barnard was the winning pitcher for Classical, and he also had a few hits. So let me just see here. John Devin had three hits for Classical High School. Herbie Newton had a couple of doubles in the game, and Christian Bird also had a couple of hits in the game as well. And David Barnard had a big single, as I noted, in the top of the seventh to drive in a run. So it was a big win for Classical High School and for the Rams. We have a post up now on the website with some post-game videos with both with David Barnard, his coach Mike Zukowski, and of course Peabody coach Mark, of course, following the loss. So tough one for Peabody, but it's interesting. Coach Bencourt was saying after the game that the team is playing tight. They're not having fun. Maybe he was taking some of the blame for it, thinking that here's last year Peabody baseball and kind of felt the team was pressing a bit, batters pressing, pitchers pressing, and so on. So hopefully I think he's going to try to send the message that, a loss here and a loss there isn't going to be a big deal. They just got to go out there and have some fun and play baseball. And obviously it was a great day today, probably one of the best days of the spring so far, I would think. And it was, like I said, a big win for Classical. Now Classical will play at Revere on Wednesday, and then they host Saugus on Thursday night to wrap up the week for them.
All right. Yeah, this is the best weather day we've had, if you don't count Easter. But, yeah, absolutely. All right, so it looks good. Peabody's still in the race. They're 6-2, you say, and Classical is 7-0. And, again, Danvers winning today, Bill. Gloucester won. What else do we have? Swampscott also won, so Swampscott stays at 5. A lot of teams with pretty good records, so it should be a great second half of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. And, things are starting to come together. I was looking at some things earlier today. Some of the teams that are doing well, we got a number of different, I noticed that the Ipswich and Newburyport, girls lacrosse teams are doing well. Marblehead girls lacrosse is also doing very well. They've had a very good season. So we'll be getting some scores up on the website as well, just a little bit later on.
Yeah. And I'll be talking with Nick Impressia again. He's the Newburyport boys lacrosse coach, as well as Kat Pacello, the girls coach. Yeah, they're doing great, as is Marblehead and lacrosse, as you mentioned. So going to be fun down the stretch, and we're going to pick it up a pace after taking some time off necessarily here in the last couple of weeks, slowing it down a bit. So, Bill, I appreciate it. Thanks, man, and we'll direct everybody to the site and the interviews that are up there now.
You got it. Sounds good. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Bill. Take care. That is Bill Newell, the voice of the North Shore. And Tim Kearns has checked in, so let me take a quick break so that I can dial him up, and we'll get him right back on here. This is MSO No Sports segment, as the dog is barking in the background. All right, so we'll be right back and check in with Kearns.
MSO NewsSports.com is known for connecting North Shore sports fans with local sports newsmakers. Features on teams and players, exclusive video interviews following the big games, live event coverage such as high school football, basketball, hockey, and baseball, live video coverage of the Gloucester Fiesta. MSO also connects you to the area news leaders, mayors, state representatives, state senators, town administrators, city and town elected officials, business leaders, and more. Entertainment features. Follow us on Twitter or Facebook at MSO News Sports. Email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. Leave a voice message anytime, 978-325-3638. Stay connected to your North Shore neighbors by simply clicking on msonewsports.com.
All right, this is going to be the clearest phone connection you have ever heard. Joining me now is Tim Kearns. Hey, Coach.
Hi, Rick Hawaii.
That is really good. Okay, well, and it's been, you know, weather-wise, Coach, probably the best day so far in the spring for baseball, and you saw a good game.
Yeah, my JVs won again with 5-1. We beat the Saugus JVs 8-3. Varsity, we got over to World Series Park in time to... Varsity was up 2-1 in the sixth inning. Mark Finney gave up a game-tying home run. Liam Lyons came on board, came in, and got the third out of the inning, and then pitched a scoreless seventh. They scored, pushed two across in the top of the seventh. Some really, really good hitting. Finney had a base hit. Sal Costanzo had a hit. Matt Smith had a big hit. They played really good baseball. They walked out with a 4-2 win.
Okay.
So they're 5-1 in the league, 5-2 overall.
Yeah, they're 5-1 in the league. And listen to this now. Swampscott beat Salem 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
So the Big Blue are 5-1. Let me see here. Danvers beat Winthrop 4-0. I don't know where they're north, south, who's where, but
yeah.
Danvers is now 5-1. Dean Board is a complete game, and I think you know we're not going to mention any names, but a little bit of a problem with Danvers, some disciplinary issues. The kids are coming back now, but in the meantime, you know, Danvers continues to win.
Well, again, it talks to the depth of the program, and I'll tell you, if I was one of those, you know, one of the players that had a discipline issue, I'm worried.
Well, that's what Coach Boyce just said.
I'm worried. These kids have, you know, that's the thing about, you know, a lot of these kids, and they prepare these kids, step in, step up, do the job, make it tough for these other guys to get back in. If I'm one of those guys that's had a sit, and I'm looking at these guys win, and I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, win with you, win without you. And if they're winning without you, why change the formula too? So now you've got to be extremely contrite. You've got to go back and you've got to work twice as hard as you've done before to earn your way back into the starting lineup because these kids have done the job. So why should they be out of the lineup?
We know the style of play of Danvers and we know the style of play of Classical. What's the style of play for Gloucester this year? What are they looking like?
Well, they've got really good pitching at the top. Liam Lyons, who's been a stalwart in the starting rotation the last year or two, is now the number one reliever. He comes in and just throws strikes. Gets out, Finney, JJ, the left-hander, name escapes me at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
He's got two good starting pitches. They're both lefties, which is very odd. He's got, Jack Sperry, transferring from St. John's Prep, Hawthorne right-hander. He's got him. He can go to the bullpen. He's got pitching depth. And Nick Cuckoo wrote about it today in the yesterday in the Gloucester Times. So they've had pitching depth that they really haven't had. And these guys are doing a good job. They're getting deep into games, so it takes it easy on your relievers. You've got those guys that come in. They're always fresh. He's getting some timely hitting, and that's the key to the game, getting guys base and getting the hits behind them that keep those innings going.
Ooh, all right. Well, man, I'm surprised you made it. These are the people we've had on tonight. We had the Hamilton-Wenham girls lacrosse coach, Kerry Eaton, and the Hamilton-Wenham boys tennis coach, Joe Marr. Then we had Gary Larrabee, who gave us a report on an update on the U.S. Men's Open. Senior Open that's coming up. We also had Bob Boyce checking in, give us a report. We had John Nicastro at the top of the hour who talked to us about the Gloucester girls softball win, and I believe they're 5-0 right now, the softball team is. And, of course, Bob Boyce, as we mentioned, and Bill Newell reported in on the Lynn Classical Peabody game. So a busy night in high school sports, and it's sort of all crammed together, and like the next two nights might not be so much.
No, it's supposed to be 90% chance of rain tomorrow, 90% chance of rain on Wednesday. So the outside practice tomorrow is probably going to be a wash. The game on Wednesday will probably be a wash, and that's going to be for everybody. So it's going to back the schedule up again. I do have to admit there a thank you out to Gary. I met with him on Tuesday morning over at Salem Country Club.
Yeah, and that was my mistake for not texting you. I emailed you, but, you know, I didn't text you, and I didn't even think it was late at night.
No.
My bad.
That's all right. He came over and found me. I'm walking between the two main entrances of the of the country club going back. I'm going, he's not going to get by me. And then he came in, and we sat and talked, and he autographed the book for my buddy, which I'd given to my buddy who was a big golf fanatic. And he was thrilled to get the book back and with Gary's autograph as well. Gary also autographed two copies of Sensation of Salem, Babes of Harrius' dramatic win at Salem in the Women's Open. And I keeping one for myself, and the other I gave to another one of my good friends who is who loves reading history. He loves sports. He's an avid golfer as well. And so I thought, boy, who better to drop one of Gary's books on? And again, he was thrilled to have a copy of it.
I talked to Gary. I'm trying to get Gary to. He said in good time. I don't think he's ready yet. He's too young. But I said, Gary, you've got to write your memoirs, because he told a story about Jack Nicklaus tonight, you know, when he was interviewing Jack Nicklaus, and it was like, oh, man. And the people that he has interviewed, and he's got some great interviews coming up, you know, in the paper with the U.S. Senior Men's Open that are going to be fantastic. So,
oh, yeah.
He's got to get that down in writing at some point.
Yeah, I was looking.
New York Times bestseller. Here we come.
I was looking as I was walking through the hallways at Salem Country Club trying to avoid being picked off and thrown out as a trespasser. All these guys that were at the 2001 Open, I'm going, oh my God, what a cavalcade of stars!
Yep,
where was at that Senior Open, and
will be this year.
Having attended that particular that Open, my buddy and I, it was just it's magical when you go to a tournament like that and you see all these name players, you know, guys, some of the guys you watched when you were growing up, when you were younger, and like, you know, Chichi Rodriguez and Trevino and also Hale Irwin and these guys, you're going like, oh, and they're all walking, and where we were on the fourth fairway, it was the landing area for their drives, and they all had a play right in front of us, and it was just the greatest day.
Perfect. All right, who's Gloucester Baseball have next?
Salem. Scheduled for Salem on Wednesday.
Okay.
And I think it's classical on Friday.
Ooh,
Thursday
boy.
Or Friday.
All righty then.
So
all right, Tim.
It'll be a battle of Titans the end of the week.
Thanks for stopping by, Coach.
Hey, listen, I was in the area. Literally in the area.
There you go.
We just got back from soccer.
All right, my thanks to Bill Newell, to Tim Kearns, and to Bill Proposky, our producer and engineer, and to all our special guests tonight. Appreciate it. I'll get it up on the website. All that's up there right now is the radio station, but I'll get all this other stuff up there, and we'll have it on demand very soon. Thanks
for
joining
us. Okay, see you, Rick.
Bye-bye.